My concern is that if I hired you to be my assistant, you wouldn't be able to keep up with the work. Kathy's stomach lurched. This guy cut right to the chase.
Yeah, I have been out of work for a bit, helping my sister raise her kids. She has two boys. Since Samantha's husband left her last month, she had been her sister's support at home. But now that Stephen's paycheck wasn't coming in, Kathy needed to chip in financially, too. Richard looked down at his copy of her resume. Her last job had been at the gas station. She worked the overnights and saw her fair share of weirdos.
Well, officially, she added as he scanned her resume, in that time I've been working under the table a bit.
Richard leaned back in his chair and rocked back and forth. His right leg crossed over his left. He balanced his coffee on his bent knee and held the foot resting on his knee with his free hand.
Yeah? What kind of work was that?
Kathy hesitated.
I was working at a hotel downtown, occasionally.
Front desk?
There was optimism in his voice.
Actually more in the entertainment business.
She saw his eyebrows scrunch together in confusion and pressed on.
They hired me as a psychic. Actually, in that position, I was able to learn some great communication and customer service skills that I think would be useful to me at a job like this.
She was hoping she could spin her desperate stint at the hotel into something positive. Richard smiled.
Miss Walker, I appreciate your enthusiasm for this position, but I'm afraid you aren't qualified enough. I have interviews lined up with other applicants with years of experience working in a secretarial position who would make excellent assistants. I'm sorry, but I don't think this is going to work out.
Kathy gave him a curt smile and reached for her bag on the side of her chair.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to meet with me. Good luck filling the position.
Well, hold on a minute, Miss Walker, Richard said.
He stood and walked to the door, closing it.
I believe I could free up some room on the payroll, if you'd be willing to do some extracurricular work.
He stepped closer to her and reached for her hand. She backed away from him until she was up against the wall.
You'd have the same salary, benefits, everything. I'm sure I could find something around here for you to do.
He placed his hand on her hip and moved closer. She put her hands on his chest and pushed him back.
Mr. Burke, I may be unqualified for this position, but I'm not stupid. I'm not going to be your office whore so you can feel like a man.
Whoa, sweetie.
Don't call me sweetie.
She moved to exit, but he grabbed her arm.
Let go of me, Mr. Burke.
I'm sure we can sort something out, he pushed.
Kathy whipped her arm around, breaking free of his hold. She held up her other hand, and he stopped moving, frozen in place. With a deep breath, she contemplated kicking him to prove her point, but decided against it. Instead, she opened the door and exited his office. One of the insurance agents by the front desk asked how the interview went.
"Your boss is a pervert," Kathy stated.
She repositioned her bag, hooked her thumb on the strap, and walked to the elevator. On her way down, the elevator stopped once more on the fourth floor, and the man in the black suit stepped in.
You know you can't live in the elevator, right?
Kathy rolled her eyes and ignored him.
Bad day?
She nodded.
Care to unload it on a complete stranger over lunch?
She looked up at him.
Right now? Don't you have to work?
She had only been at the interview for 15 minutes, max. Didn't this guy have anything better to do than ride the elevator all day? He shrugged.
Yeah, unless you have other plans.
Kathy wanted to say no, but she was not one to believe in coincidences. This was the second random encounter with this man today. It had to mean something.
Sure, all right.
Yeah? Do you have a preference on a place to go? You seem like an easy-to-please girl.
Sidestepping his comment, Kathy suggested the cafe downstairs.
Sounds good to me.
He held out his hand.
I'm Will, by the way.
Kathy.
His grip was firm and his smile was charming, but she was sure this would be the last she saw of him. She had no intention of ever showing her face in this office building again. They ordered at the counter, and the woman who helped them already had Will's dish ready to go when they arrived.
I called from upstairs. This is my usual go-to place for lunch, he explained.
Oh, did you want to go somewhere else?
Kathy asked.
No, I like it here.
After Kathy ordered, they took a seat at a table by the window.
So, do you care to spill about your lousy, horrible, no-good, rotten day, or do you want me to help you?